This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Big Time Rush. Performing live in concert. Playing every song from every episode and more. Big Time Rush. With special guests Caitlin Tarver and Stephen Kramer Glickman. Get tickets Friday, February 28th at LiveNation.com.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Sports Radio 610 presents Seth Payne and Sean Pendergast.
We coming to H time. Let's get the work in, man. Let's go.
Great day. Great day. Oh, give me some juice, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, what's happening, everybody? Happy Monday to all of you. Nice to be with you. Appreciate you getting up with us. We are live in West Palm Beach for Astros Spring Training 2025. 2 years after being here in the aftermath of a World Series championship, Seth. We are here in much with an Astros team that feels a whole lot different, but this is going to be an exciting week here, man.
You know what? It really hit me yesterday as you guys got here like 8 hours before I did. I was very jealous. I was stuck in a long layover.
I feel like this is a thing, though, now, because you showed up a little later at the Super Bowl, too. I feel like you get to make a grand entrance when you come to these
things. I get
to
make a grand entrance.
You get an ovation when you walk in.
It's nice. And you guys are all kind of like, oh, finally, it's a trip.
In a good way.
Yeah, and I can trust you guys that you're not going to screw me with the worst living quarters. So that's always real. I got the best living quarters, I think.
Yeah, you did good.
I have a king-size bed. So we're in West Palm Beach, and that's what hit me, though, is the prospect of all these young guys and actually caring about the young guys much more than I have in forever, really, since the days of trying to talk myself into the future. You remember back when they were racking up AAA championships back in 2013 and 2014?
I guess.
I don't know. They're going to keep Springer down in the minors until he's 48. So I'm excited in a way that I haven't been in a long time, but also a little bit nervous because you're going to have to potentially rely on some of these.
Yeah.
These DiCenzos, these Bryce Matthews, these guys that haven't actually shown that they can hit major league pitching.
Cam Smith?
Yeah. Cam Smith I'm extremely excited about. And then John Singleton. You always hear, this guy's in the best shape of his life. And, you know, Bregman for a couple of years would say he gained 25 pounds or lost 25 pounds.
Right.
And you're like, this lying fraud. I hope he goes off to Boston. I'm sick of him.
Sure enough.
John Singleton shows up, and my God, he is built. He lost 25 pounds, and it looks like he lost 25 pounds.
Dude, it looked like you went to Gemini or ChatGPT, and like, what would John Singleton look like? ChatGPT, show me John Singleton if he got on Pilates and a big-time weight training program. And show me John Singleton if he stopped eating carbs and bench-pressed 400 pounds.
He looks really good. He said he's been working out 3 to 4 hours per day in the off-season. The only thing I always worry about when guys cut out carbs and that's how they got lean, because usually what happens as an athlete is it feels great in your off-season. When everything's normal and stable, you can get by on very few carbs or lower carbs. But then you start to get tested as your body gets worn down, mm-hmm. and you got to tweak it a little bit. But the dietitians and everything for the Astros, I'm sure, will handle that fine.
I wonder with John Singleton if it's one of those things like, I mean, he's in his 30s now, you know what I mean? And he's been beyond and back when it comes to his career. You know, like he has seen the seventh circle of baseball hell,
right.
You know what I mean? And come back. And I always wonder with something like that, like, you got to be very forward-looking. You know what I mean? Like, if I'm John Singleton, there would be a big part of me, just me as an outsider looking in, I'm like, man, I wish he did this like 8 years ago, you know, 10 years ago.
Right.
What kind of turn would his – better late than never.
Right.
Don't get me wrong. But, like, what kind of turn would his career have taken if the light went on – back in 2015 instead of 2025.
Yeah. You can't think about that. You just got to move forward, Sean.
He can't.
No, no. And look, they got a Gold Glover at first base now. He's going to be able to just focus on being a pinch hitter, a lefty pinch hitter. Mm-hmm. And last year was the first year he spent an entire season in Major League Baseball age of 32.
Yeah.
So there's with him looking the way he does, I'm allowing myself to get excited about a different version of John Singleton.
For sure. I like John Singleton. Yeah. There's nothing not to like. But yeah, he's come back in amazing shape. Okay, so we get the little Nolan Arenado sauce this week. Possibly.
So the Nolan Arenado, and I had to be reminded of just how sweet the deal was that the Astros were going to get if Arenado hadn't invoked his no-trade clause earlier. So the Astros pretty much had a deal to get Arenado in which they would be paying $15 to $20 million of his salary.
What it would have wound up for the Astros would have been 3 years, $45 million for Nolan Arenado.
Yeah, yeah, because
that's better than 3 years, $120 million that the Red Sox are paying Bregman. I don't need a calculator for that.
So the Rockies are already paying $10 million of his salary.
Yep.
Then the Cardinals would say, hey, we'll take another
chip some in.
$15 or $20 million off, and you'd end up having a really nice deal with 3 years of him at that price. And I don't know. When Arenado invoked the no trade the first time around, that was before the Astros had made the deal official.
It was right after the Kyle Tucker trade.
It was right after.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so there was concern that he would be
approving
a trade to a rebuilding
team.
Yeah.
Now they've made some moves since then that maybe feels a little bit differently.
Well, signing Walker's a big one.
Yeah.
You know, you're spending $60 million on Christian Walker. That kind of sends a message that you're still trying to compete.
We're not hitting the reset button.
That's right. That's right. So maybe we get that this week. Chandler Rome of The Athletic, the article he had on it was not nearly as positive that this could happen as maybe the initial reports were that the trade talks have been that the Astros have re-engaged with the Cardinals. It doesn't matter how much they re-engage with the Cardinals. It's all on Arenado.
Yeah.
He's got all the power in this situation. So multiple sources, according to Chandler Rome, said that no deal is gaining traction, nor has Arenado's thought process changed for now about approving a trade to the Astros. The thing may be, though, the Cardinals are a rebuilding team. He doesn't want to be there, I don't think.
He might have been holding out for something better, but it's like this might be the best thing.
If he wants to compete.
Right, right.
Yeah.
If the Dodgers or the Yankees or somebody isn't actually going after him, then, okay, can you slum it with us for a little bit, Arenado?
Yeah, 3 years, man.
It's the Houston freaking Astros.
Absolutely.
I hope he didn't get wind of me calling him Areola all these years. I'd feel awful if that was the actual.
I was wondering in the rundown if that was an autocorrect or
Areola. Well, it does now autocorrect because it knows that's what I want to type. That was it used to try to spell check my Arenado, and then it realized, no, he's trying to spell Areola.
He's trying to type Areola.
Yeah.
That's funny. So, yeah, so we'll see what happens with that. I would be curious what exactly the Astros would be giving up in that deal. You know, this is the opposite of the Tucker deal. You know, this is Tucker deal. You're sending a guy out, or you're sending the big piece out, and you're getting smaller pieces or, you know, future pieces, I guess, in terms of Cam Smith back in return. This would be a deal where you're getting the most noteworthy piece in the deal. I wonder what level the assets are that would need to go out to get Arenado here. I don't think it would be tippy top prospects, but who knows? You know, who knows? We'll see. So we will hopefully be at a game today. For those who haven't been checking the weather down here, it's a little rainy down here today.
It's a steady little drizzle.
I'm hoping Mother Nature lets up on this whole
thing.
I went to
take a walk to Chick-fil-A early this morning. Google Maps told me they opened up at 6, and it turns out they opened up at 6:30.
Yeah, we're on Eastern time for those. Yeah.
Yeah. Don't worry, everybody. I wasn't actually in the future at the time, so it was. But mostly, I did it. I wanted to get my exercise, but also I wanted to be sure I did my business in a different facility than this one, since we all share a bathroom.
Really?
Yeah. I walked in the rain for you, Sean.
You did?
Yeah.
You went somewhere else to go do your business.
It was a long day of travel, and my everything was kind of a little different than usual. I don't want to get too graphic. This might be epic. I got to get the hell out of here.
I know where you're going with
it. So I walked in the rain. I'm like, no, I can't do it. Can't do it at the Airbnb.
That's a sacrifice,
I can't let the guys down.
Hey, we're not doing roommate rankings again at this one. There's only four of us, all right?
Well, I will be in my head.
You are.
Yeah.
You are in first place right now.
And then the other thing that does, when we come to spring training, our boss, Parker Hillis, not Peyton Hillis, but Parker Hillis.
Right.
He's also our sound engineer. And he sits. It's kind of like when you're in high school and the assistant principal comes in to observe the class, and you can tell that your teacher's a little bit nervous.
You got to have a good show.
That's how I am. I'm a little bit nervous.
Are
I
you?
Don't want him to see how much I jack around while I'm doing
five
a show.
Feet from yeah, you,
yeah. Well, he's going to figure it out at some point.
Yeah, I know. I would
that's not paying attention at all.
Don't worry about it. Then just don't worry.
I always suspected, but my God.
Oh, my God. That's funny.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Funny. I got my $297 check today, by the way. This week is off to a great start.
From your Texas unclaimed property division?
My unclaimed property, my four unclaimed accounts that I had $297. It's real, people. For those who listened to us talk about this last week, there is a check waiting for me at home. Well, for now it's waiting for me at home.
Yeah.
Amy probably does a pretty good signature of mine on the back of the check or whatever. But yeah, man, it's real. I got $297.10 waiting for me at home. This is going to be the greatest week ever.
Yeah.
Astros spring training and an extra three bills waiting for me at home.
Yeah, people at home, just Google Texas unclaimed property. And be sure you go to one of the .gov sites. Don't go to – there's all these little leechy sites that act like, we'll do it for you and charge you 40%. Yeah.
Fakies, yeah.
And you've got old refunds or rebates and stuff that's just sitting out there, floating out there.
Yeah, man.
Sean had all these brokerage accounts back from when he used to try to, you know, play a little three-cup Monte
game. Arbitrage.
Hide it from the
hey,
government. It's hard to keep it all straight.
Two of them were life insurance policies. I'm like, there's something about this. It just feels, you know, like, yeah.
I was worried, like, you didn't – it was like a term life insurance.
It was like whole life where it accrues cash value or whatever, yeah. And I guess I still had a little bit left over. Trust me, I emptied all my cash coffers to get into the radio business, so there was still 177 left over somewhere.
So my one little treasure hunt after my dad died, in his last practical joke he played on the world was making me the executor. I think he did it as a – he knows how – of all my siblings, he had a lot of kids. I'm by far the least organized. But anyway, I had to go searching for old life insurance policies.
Oh.
At which point I realized, wow, Dad, Never once? Never one ever thought about buying life insurance?
He never did?
No, he did. He had a couple. He had a couple, but they were
practical
they were
joke on you or on everybody else?
Practical joke on the world,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, on everybody.
He was kind of a practical joke on
That's
the world
funny.
Type of guy.
That's funny. All right, so we're off and running. We are live in West Palm Beach. Top of the hour, Seth's got his – I like this. This will be a good way to frame spring training. Three things – we're amped up about, three things intrigued by, and then three things depressed by. This will be an all-encompassing Astros spring training preview that we'll get to at the top of the hour at 7 o'clock. We've got headlines coming up a little bit later on this hour. Combine is this week as well. We got to get into that. We'll do that. In fact, we'll do that next. Who are we watching closest at the Combine? And both names and position groups in Indianapolis. This is an important offseason for the Texans. The shopping begins in Indy this week. Live from West Palm Beach, and big thanks again to Exclusive Furniture and Academy Sports and Outdoors for sending us here. We're gonna have an immersive experience for you guys all week long, weather permitting today, but we got you covered all week long here, live at spring training on Sports Radio 610. Stay there.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.